Are you team ladies' room or team men's room? This story has gone viral. Everybody's talking about it. Our DMs and our phone lines are flooded about this guy who took his two daughters on a road trip. They had to use the restroom. He has two daughters, as I said, and he used the ladies' restroom to take his daughters. Well, some guy was bringing his mom, and all hell broke loose. Should men with their daughters in public restrooms take them to the men's bathroom or ladies' bathroom? I don't know if this guy was wrong, but we're hearing both sides of the story here.
Yeah, I don't really know if there's a right or wrong way to go about this. Parents have to do what they have to do, but there's preference. I think there's preference.
There is preference. I think the people that are blowing the whistle are, well, both sides. We heard from the guy earlier. Obviously, he's in the men's bathroom. He hates kids like JD.
That's right. Amen.
He doesn't want men to bring their daughters in the men's restroom while he's using the urinal.
Usually, this is something that is for sure. One person goes on one side, the other person goes on the other side. But this has been all over the place.
All over the place.
As far as opinions.
Christy's been patiently holding on the line. She definitely has a big opinion on this. Christy in Ahwatukee, what are your thoughts? Men's bathroom or women's?
I'm team men's bathroom.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I have three kids and their father, my husband takes them to the bathroom. He just covers their eyes on the way to the stall and then they do their business. And it doesn't require a grown man going into a female restroom, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, your three kids, are they both boys and girls or girls or?
All girls.
All girls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I was saying earlier, I have a daughter, Gia, and when she was little, I would do the same thing. Cover eyes, take her straight to the men's restroom in a stall. And for people, like in this video, you see the guy that works at the gas station. He was telling the father, well, we have an employee. She could take him in the girls' restroom. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, that's not the alternative to that situation.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Definitely not. You don't let a stranger take your kids to the bathroom.
I was like, what are you talking about, sir? There's no way I'm having a lady, a stranger, go in and take my daughter to the restroom and be, that's weirdo. So he didn't have an explanation, but I don't see what he did is wrong. Me personally, I always took my daughter to the men's restroom.
Listen, I do think it was wrong, but I also think the guy that confronted him about it may have been more wrong, just because, like, you're now going into a woman's bathroom with, the purpose of getting girls out. You know what I mean? Like, that part was shady, too.
Yeah, and the little girls were there. They were crying.
Yeah.
The guy made it really weird and traumatizing.
He really made it worse.
Yeah, good luck trying to get those girls on a road trip again. That's yeah. Never happening.
Right?
Is it really bad at the end of the day if you go into the ladies' room just announcing it immediately?
You know what's funny? You said that, JD. They had went to an expert. I was watching TV. I mean, this is a big deal. It's everywhere. An expert about parenting and the do's and do nots. She thinks this guy did absolutely nothing wrong, and he did do that. He opened the door, and they interviewed the father. I saw the interview with the father. He opened the door like, hey, a father, you have two young daughters. They have to go to the restroom. Is anyone in here? Nobody was in there. So he did the right thing by announcing it. So they do say, if you're a gentleman walking to a lady's restroom with two little daughters, you have to announce it at the front door before going in. That way they know that it's a man coming in with his daughters.
Well, listen, if nobody's in there, maybe I recant a little bit.
Yeah.
If you hear the door open while you're in the stall, you got to be like, there's a dude in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it might be a little more normalized or easier. I don't know what the word would be for a man to take the daughter into the men's bathroom. I think the guys in there would be like, we understand what's going on, versus being a woman walking out and seeing a full grown man in there. That's a little scarier. So I don't know. I just think in terms of that, taking your daughter into the men's is probably easier.
For sure.
Can I ask the follow-up question? So let's say there's nobody in the bathroom in your shoes, Joey.
Uh-huh.
Does no one go in the bathroom after that? Like, so if another lady wants to come up and use the restroom, do you say, hey, my daughters are in there right
yeah.
now? Okay, so you would do that.
Well, you usually, if I had a little one, you're in the stall with the little girl.
Right, that's what I was just going to ask
you.
You're usually in the stall with them.
Yes.
Gotcha,
yes.
Okay.
That'd be weird if you're just standing there.
Well, no, like you're outside the women's bathroom in general and you're like, hey, my daughters are in there right now if you want to just give them a second. I'm saying so they're in there by themselves.
Got you. Yeah, either if they're a little older. That's why I feel like most of these public restrooms, they need one of these. The family restrooms are clutch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, more and more places are doing family restrooms. So in building out, man, you should have guys, girls, and a family restroom.
Yeah, that's the easiest thing to this problem here.
Christy, have you ever seen that? Have you ever been in a bathroom and a guy walks in with his daughters?
Oh, yeah. You know what else would help? If they just wouldn't make the gap so wide, because anybody can look at you peeing.
Ah, that's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah. I know.
That is a struggle, but that's a whole other discussion, girl.
Yeah, that is a whole other thing, I guess. But we could work on it.
We will. We'll start the petition, okay, Christy?
Get on that, please. Thank you.
We don't have enough to do. You have 7 jobs, JD. Make this a priority.
Why not, dude?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Close the gap. Ayo. Hey, Christy, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Don't tell us what to do. Okay, bye. And basically, everyone's right and everyone's wrong at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's 50-50 on this one.
I know. It's all over. TikTok's going crazy, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Those poor little girls, man. We had the cops call them.
I know. It escalated way too much than what it needed to.
That idiot. I hope he did lose that gas station, too, whoever owns it. Seriously.